Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, executive producer for See You Now. Nurses experience burnout, trauma, and mental health challenges at significantly higher rates than the general public and even other clinicians. Yet stigma, fear for professional consequences, and structural barriers often keep them from getting the help they need. In this insight from episode 65, Sending Out an SOS, nurse and researcher Christopher Fries shares how healthcare workers' mental health needs are distinct and explores how national policy, supportive leadership, and collaboration between healthcare workers and executives can create safer, healthier workplaces, benefiting not only the workforce, but the patients they serve.
Simply being in the job category of taking care of patients puts you at higher risk for mental health conditions. We know it's really hard for healthcare providers to take the pause to recognize that they need help and seek help. So we need different strategies to make healthcare providers feel comfortable in recognizing the challenge that they face and getting them very specific support that they need, because their patterns of mental health and death by suicide look different than the general population. So we need to account for that. So the legislation is essential, and it's important for messaging, it's important for resources, it's important for continuing this conversation. But there are things that we can be doing right now. What we want healthcare leaders to know is that they need to have systems in place to make employees, healthcare workers, aware that this is an issue, number one. Number two, it's just like diabetes. The sooner we get on the problem, the sooner we can get you well and safe and healthy. And making sure that they have access to resources that are confidential, that don't put their workplace in jeopardy. One thing we often hear is people are afraid to come forward because they're afraid that they'll lose their license, that they won't be able to work. And so bosses really need to come to that level of compassion and empathy to say, this is something that we want to work with you on. We want to keep you healthy and safe. And so here are some resources that we have in our local community where you can seek care, seek assessment, seek referral in a confidential space, hopefully covered by their employer to the degree it can, that makes it easy for them to access and doesn't put any kind of penalty in place in terms of their job. The other thing that I'm really strongly recommending to healthcare leaders is take a very deep look around your work environments that you have for your healthcare workers. And what can you be doing now, today? What's the low-hanging fruit to reduce burden in the clinical environment that gets in the way of taking care of patients in the way that we would want to take care of? We're starting to hear more about what we call moral injury, sort of beyond burnout, this disconnect between what we want to do for patients and what we can actually deliver. And I think executives who can pay attention to that can seek the causes of those injuries and can hopefully improve things like documentation, busy work, getting supplemental staffing around clinicians so that they can really focus on their role in the healthcare system. Those are pieces that will lower the burdens on healthcare workers, allow them to give better care to patients, help them feel better about the work that they do, and that'll lead to overall lower mental health conditions and flares, if you will, of the problem. And I also don't think that healthcare workers expect their leaders to solve everything overnight. But what we're not having is an honest conversation between healthcare workers and leaders about the struggles that they're facing, and can we partner together to delineate and prioritize those issues and begin to work at them, as opposed to, I hear you, but there's nothing I can do. You know, a lot of corporate culture will say, if you don't care for your employees, they can't care for your customers. But in healthcare, we have not paid sufficient attention to the health, well-being, and safety of healthcare workers. If we don't create a safe, healthy environment for our healthcare workers, how on earth are they going to be in any capacity to deliver the kind of extraordinary care that they deliver? And what I fear is a lot of executives are chasing things that may not really help their workers or help their environment because they haven't really had that two-way engagement about what healthcare workers need. So I think nurses and executives would agree the status quo is not serving anyone well, patients, clinicians, or systems. So let's have that conversation and envision how we might deliver nursing care across sectors, across settings, in a way that centers on patients, that delivers good outcomes and value for patients, And that also simultaneously restores joy in work. Wouldn't that be a fun conversation to have?
If you or someone you know is struggling, you're not alone. Call or text the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline anytime for free, confidential support. That was nurse and researcher Christopher Fries, a national authority on the nursing workforce and healthcare workplace safety. The Dr. Lorna Breen Healthcare Provider Protection Act, passed in 2022 and currently up for reauthorization, is the first federal legislation focused specifically on protecting the mental health and well-being of our healthcare workforce. It has sparked new grant programs, national awareness efforts, and a call for system-level culture change. But as Fries reminds us, policy alone isn't enough. Real change happens when healthcare leaders and clinicians work together, openly and honestly, to name the challenges, co-create solutions, and prioritize well-being at every level. You can hear more from nurse Christopher Fries, meet Jennifer and Corey Feist, co-founders of the Dr. Lorna Breen Heroes Foundation, and U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, co-sponsor of the Dr. Lorna Breen Healthcare Provider Protection Act, in episode 65, Sending Out an SOS. There are over 100 See You Now episodes in our library that you can hear and share from wherever you get podcasts. And be sure to subscribe to See You Now to catch new insights each week. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.